UJ celebrates outstanding champions in community engagement.
UJ FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
With your news at 10 o'clock, good morning. I am Anazad Omar. The auction of assets of controversial company Busasa, now known as African Global Operations, would go ahead today despite objections from the family. Jared Watson, the nephew of late CEO Gavin Watson, warned against buying any of the assets, saying the auction was illegal. Park Village Auctions and Property Sales would dispose of about 65 million rand worth of assets. Earlier this year, the company and most of its subsidiaries were liquidated after allegations of corruptions and the bribery of top politicians in order to secure tenders. Its assets would be auctioned off in order to settle its debt. The property, furniture and cars were among the big items up for grabs, but Jared said it was not wise for anyone to buy those assets. Parliament wants Eskom to take a hard line with defaulting municipalities and cut off their power. Officials from the Department of Corporative Governance and Traditional Affairs, the South African Local Government Association and Eskom briefed Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts yesterday on the power utility's rising debt. Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza said overdue debt owed to the company stood at only 1.3 billion rand in 2013. Fast forward 6 years, that figure now stands at nearly 30 billion rand. In UJ News, the university hosted the annual Community Engagement Service Excellence Awards at the University of Johannesburg Business School, recognizing CE student volunteer champions, support services and academics from all 8 faculties and 1 college. These awards are annually hosted to award student volunteer champions and staff who are committed and passionate about sustainable community engagement projects in organized outreach, service, learning and community-based research. And finally, a self-taught builder from Cape Town, informal settlement, has built himself a palatial home using scrap materials, and it took him less than a month. Fernando Makuvela's home is also known as Fernando Palace. It was built from scratch by the 32-year-old Mozambican. With flashing lights around the house and the latest technology and gadgets, it has everything people would want in a dream house and more. Mokuvela says his taste comes from liking the finer things in life. Your gold is trading at $1,482.08 a fine ounce. The rand is at 14.64 to the dollar, 19.1 to the pound and 16.21 to the euro. A rainy day in store for Gauteng today, peaking at around 15 with a low of 9 degrees. Taking a look at your top trends on Twitter, RIP Khomolemo Lekhai, DJ Mapurisa and SAB Sports Media Awards. In your top stories, auction of Busasa assets to get underway today, and UJ celebrates outstanding champions in community engagement.
4 minutes past 10 o'clock. Coming up next, we get into your brunch chat. It's a social Wednesday. And a couple of weeks back, we were speaking about when the right time to talk to your kids about sex is, because Mal B had this dilemma where she just felt like she was in an awkward situation when she needed to talk to her child about sex. But there's been an article that has been released that gives us tips, or parents' tips, on when the right time to talk to your kids about sex is. We'll get into that when we get back.
On the ground, cause it's sigalet. Funu kill and feel him none.